Have you ever heard of Panicland? I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry. This episode is going to be in English, and there's a reason for that, all right? And I'm going to explain it later in this episode, but have you ever heard of Panicland? Panicland is a band. They're from America, and they play like this techno, pop, rock, or I don't know, modern. I mean, I don't know their genre because it's a pretty crossover, but it's modern music. That's for sure. And they only have like 2 songs on YouTube, and one of them has a music video, but that's not how I discover Panicland. I mean, it's a great song. I mean, it's terrific, but that's not how I discover Panicland. And that is not what makes me want to talk about them in this podcast, right? The reason I want to talk about Panicland is, do you know Green Day? You know Green Day, right? I've been a huge fan of Green Day ever since I was in SMP. What's SMP in English? Elementary high school, right? Junior high school, whatever. So I've been a huge fan of Green Day for like 14 years now. And I followed them on Twitter. And recently I read that Green Day will like announce a new album this year. And they already released a single. It's called Father of All. And I checked them on YouTube, and it's terrific, actually. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, well, it's Green Day, and I'm a Green Day fan, so of course it's good. But I think it's better than the stuffs from Uno Dos Tres, you know, even though I like some of the stuff on Uno Dos Tres, but it's not like how I like their previous album or like 21st Century Breakdown. But afterwards, there's some person, I mean, I don't know who it is, but there's some guy who posts like a fake leaked track list of their new album. Alright, so they posted on Reddit or wherever, and it went viral, and people think it was real. So there's this guy posting a fake track list of the new album. It's called like track 1, Burn It All, Take Track 2, Take a Stand, but it's fake, you know, it's just for sensation. The objective of this fake tracklist. I mean, can you understand my English? I feel like I don't deliver this story as good as I could. I mean, I'm afraid you won't understand the point of this episode. It's also my first time recording an episode in English, actually, so pardon me, everyone. I'm sorry if you don't understand the story. But anyway, what happens next was these guys from Panicland, I mean, these 3 people that ironically look like Green Day. I mean, they look like young Billy Joe and Mike Dirnt and Trey Cool. I don't know how that happened. They found this fake leaked set list and they decide it would be fun to record some of those songs as a Green Day and Green Day style and leaked it online. I mean, that alone is crazy, right? I mean, how could you imitate Green Day? I mean, how could you imitate any band? It has to be some voices on it. It has to got the same sound. It has to be the same, like, a lyrical approach. And the way they pull it off, it's mind-blowing, all right? So the first thing they do is they rate the track list to, like, comes up with the album theme, okay? So there's a one song in the fake leaked tracklist called Rome Falls, R-O-M-E space F-O-L-L-S, alright, Rome Falls. And these guys decided to, oh, it would be fun, it's this album is like a Rome theme. So they found like a stock image of 3 like Greek, ancient Greek people, alright, 3 people, and they replaced their faces with Billy, Mike and Trey, and they put their tattoos in the body of that Greek painting, and they give it a title, Magnum Opus of the Inglorious Kind. And they print out the covers in a vinyl size, and they put it on like a empty vinyl case, probably, or empty CD case, I forgot. And they stack it up in the table, and they leaked it online. I mean, they just posted it on Reddit, as far as I know. And it went viral. I mean, people are reposting in Twitter and Instagram because they look actually legit. They look like the photos are done with a very professional team behind it. And the cover, actually, it's so legit. It's like what Green Day would have done. I mean, it would make sense if Green Day came up with that idea and that execution. Maybe that's why people believed it. And afterwards, what they did are they post a fake leaked recording session videos. I mean, that's detail, right? So a couple years back when 21st Century Breakdown were being made by Green Day, there's a one leaked video of Billy Joe like standing in the studio listening to the preview of A Little Girl. And these guys from Panicland, they recreated this scene. So they posted on the internet just like if it's leaked from just some girl's random Snapchat, you know, like Billy Joe standing in the studio and the camera is not professionally done, but it's so exquisite. I mean, there's the album cover laying in the table because that's what happened in the 21st Century Breakdown leaked video, and there's the guitar exactly like Billy Joe's, just sitting there in the room with them. And they make a fake Instagram account and they posted it on Instagram with hashtag Green Day and hashtag I don't remember what else, but it just went viral. Just, this is the words of the Panicland. They say, let the fans do the work. So that's what happened. These fans of Green Day, they spreading the word. I mean, they spreading the lead videos like, guys, this is the new song. And it's getting crazier, you know, like more people are posting on Twitter and reposting on Instagram and Facebook, and even articles in like an official media is now talking about this magnum opus thing, which is like a whole lie. I mean, it's just done by these three guys from Panicland, not Green Day at all. And what they did next, now this is the crazy part. I mean, this is the crazy part, is they leaked, I mean, fake leaked the new songs. I mean, they recorded it and they leaked it online like it was leaked just by some random person on the internet. And I know what you're thinking. I mean, how can they sound exactly like Green Day? So I actually DM Panicland on Instagram asking their permission to put their song in my podcast. And I told them that I'm gonna make the podcast episode in English, so that's why I'm talking in English now. And they gave the permission for me to put their song in my podcast. Thank you for Panicland. And the first track that I'm gonna show you, it's called Burn It All. Okay, I'm not gonna post the whole song here, but listen to this intro.
God fucking love you all.
Crazy, right? I mean, it sounds exactly like Billy Joe Armstrong, and it sounds exactly like Green Day, and even the words, it's exactly like what Billy Joe Armstrong would wrote. And the second song is called Take a Stand. I mean, come on, that is definitely Billy, Trey, and Mike. I mean, how is that not? So before they leaked this song on the internet, people who read the article about that whole magnum opus thing, some of them still think it's fake. Like, I think it's fake. I think it's just a joke. I think it's a hoax or whatever. But after they leaked this song, people were actually convinced that, okay, that has got to be Billy Joe on guitar. I mean, that is Billy Joe's voice. I mean, that is the drumming of Trey Cool. I mean, this is Green Day. It's really lit, guys. People believed it. I mean, they were convinced by this Panicland guys. Isn't that crazy? And this last song that I'm going to show you, it's the one that called Rome Falls.
A body shake is out.
Oh,
sound like a Green Day hit. I mean, that is Billy Joe Armstrong, definitely. How is that not Billy Joe Armstrong's voice? It's him. It actually doesn't make sense that it's not Billy Joe Armstrong singing over there. And the lyric, it's like exactly what he would wrote, right? Anyway, after that, it all went out of control. I mean, people are making taps, people admitting that they've got inside information. People claim that they have lyrics leaked of this fake new album. And then finally, I think this Panicland came out. They made a video on YouTube of how is the process of this whole prank. I mean, I don't think it's a prank or a hoax at this point. It's conspiracy. I mean, you know, it's musical conspiracy. I don't know what happened if they just keep it going, you know, if they don't admit it on YouTube. And I'm not gonna tell you how they pull it off in more details than this, because I want you to check the video. I'm gonna put it in the description in this episode, so you could go to their YouTube channel and seeing how they made the songs. It's mind-blowing. I mean, it's like, wow, it's such an effort to make a prank like this one. No wonder the world fell for it. And finally, they released the fake song fully on YouTube. I mean, I don't know if they released it or people uploaded it on their own, because even though after they admit that it was fake, people were still requesting, please upload the full song, please upload it, because it's amazing songs, right? So this Panicland ending up uploading it to YouTube. So you should check it out. Just search on YouTube, guys. Panicland, Rome Falls, or Panicland, Take a Stand. It's amazing songs. They say these songs are like the fan fiction of a Green Day song. I mean, you know, like novels readers make a fan fiction, and sometimes movie lovers make fan fiction theories or fan fiction trailers or videos, but they're movies, and this is like their fan fiction of a Green Day album. So if you like Green Day or not, or if you like pranks or whatever, or whoever you are, you should go check out this Panicland, guys. They're amazing, and their old songs, their original songs are also amazing, and their Green Day imitating songs are amazing. I mean, they're just good. I think they're gonna be the next big thing in musical world. So go check it out, guys. Seriously. And thank you for listening, if you're listening to until the end of this episode of me talking in terrible English. And I'm gonna close this one with like a bonus 10 or 15-ish seconds from Rome Falls. Thank you, Panicland, for giving me the permission. I hope you guys heard this episode. And, well, don't forget to check their original YouTube channel, guys. Enjoy.
California's cold some nights.